Janet Kuipers.
This one is called Holding My Hand. When we're walking down in a stride together down the street, our feet pump out the same rhythm, and our shoulders are almost touching, and our hands brush up against each other for one brief moment, and he reaches over and takes my hand. When he slides his fingers around mine, and I feel moved toward the palm of my hand, well, no one knows what it feels like when his fingers curl and hold me tight. Well, it feels like Pop Rocks. It feels like that candy is sliding down my throat after I let it explode on my tongue, and it's still tingling, and no one knows I'm eating this, and no one knows this feeling, and this is my little secret. And I feel this feeling like never before, and it makes me want to laugh and cry, because I look around the room and no one else is eating those Pop Rocks, and no one knows the feeling when he's holding my hand. So a few short ones here, different moods, mood change also. This one's called Let the War Begin. My silence is my only choice. My silence is my weapon, as it is with you, as it is with all of us. To go against all instinct and not fight, this is my weapon to keep us alive and to bury the truth. This is the way I keep our sanity, but lose mine. Isn't this the way it always goes? Me giving in first. You say this isn't what you want, but your actions speak volumes to me. I've read this book before. Nothing is pure when you destroy purity. Nothing is sacred when there is no God and no hope. I've lost my battles, and now I need new defenses. I have to throw down the gauntlet. Let the war begin. This one is called Isn't It Amazing? Isn't it amazing how easy it is to destroy something than to fight for it? It's amazing to see people throw away their lives day after day like a bag of trash taken to the corner for someone else to carry away. You can forget about the trash when someone else gets rid of it for you. Now all you have to do is bring it to the corner and then wait for them to do their work. Isn't it amazing how much easier it is to destroy something than to fight for it? Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing how willing we are to give up chances at happiness? Isn't it amazing how afraid we are of life? Isn't it funny how we don't want to embarrass ourselves? Quick, take out the trash. Hopefully no one will see you in your bathrobe as you make your way to the end of the driveway. All you have to do is turn around and leave it there. Someone else will clean up the mess. Someone else will pick up the pieces. This is what we do in America. This is how we avoid hurt. This is how we stay ahead. Now look who has egg on their face. Isn't it amazing how easy it is to destroy something than to fight for it? Once you've made that decision, once you know that you're the one that's going to be holding the aces, you can watch the rest of the world squirm. If only the schools knew better, you think. If only they knew what you know. It's emotion that gets them in trouble. Just don't cross that line. Isn't it amazing how much easier it is to destroy something than to fight for it? It seems the obvious choice. Isn't it amazing? I've been waiting here, the hunter who has always caught their prey. Now I am the hunted. My gun is gone. My blade is gone. My defenses are gone. The blindfold presses my eyes into my skull. I hear you in the darkness, the panther. I just sense your presence. The fear is exciting, waiting for the moment when you pounce and consume. It's all I can think of. All I can do is wait for you to strike. My eyes are closed, but I can almost see you. And I'm waiting.